I'm Rex Latchford in Los Angeles with another Day Page. Back in New York, Super Bowl. For the latest, let's go to lamestream ABC, the official network of Mickey and Minnie.
You're watching America This Morning, America's number one early morning news.
And now to the morning's other top story, the Super Bowl weekend kickoff. The teams are ready, the fans are gearing up, and the toughest security plan ever is in place.
ABC's Tamon Bradley joining us live from outside of MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey. Good morning, Tamon.
John and Marcy, fans here in New Jersey and New York are ready for some football. It will be a Super Bowl like no other. Everybody here is ready to make history.
The first outdoor cold weather Super Bowl is now only hours away. Fans are fired up. Here at MetLife Stadium in New Jersey, final preparations are underway. New York City has transformed Broadway into Super Bowl Boulevard. Large crowds are enjoying concerts and greeting NFL players past and present. An unprecedented security plan is in full effect. Bomb-sniffing dogs, fighter jets in the sky, helicopters, and high-speed boats in the water with radiological detection and infrared sensors. Every delivery to the stadium is getting a police escort. No specific terror plot has been identified, but officials say they're leaving nothing to chance. The FBI is also on alert, on the lookout for any lone wolf actors, like the two brothers accused of bombing last April's Boston Marathon.
An event like this, you know, the person that we don't know about, who comes out of nowhere, who wants to make a statement, I mean, that's what we're really concerned about.
The FBI has done thousands of background checks on stadium workers, from the people who clean up all the way to the people selling concessions, Marcy and John.
All right, Tamon Bradley, live at MetLife Stadium in New Jersey. Thank you.
That was edited for brevity and focus. Thousands of police from hundreds of security agencies have gathered in, well, what looks like a war room, collecting information and monitoring a network of thousands of cameras. Is this a war situation? No, it's the Super Bowl in New York City. Well, New Jersey, actually. The intelligence community is calling the Super Bowl a level one threat. Is that a threat because there are so many American citizens gathered in one spot? And a threat to whom? The citizens or the intelligence community? Well, 700 police at the stadium. Everyone attending the Super Bowl will be touched by, or more likely groped by, security. This multi-square mile prison-style lockdown must be in response to dastardly threats, right? No. As of this time, there are no threats directed against the event that we're aware of. That's according to New York City Police Commissioner William J. Bratton. He said that just yesterday. All this just in case. And in Sochi, site of the upcoming Olympics, security is so tight, a fisherman has to maintain three sets of documents to make it through the half dozen or so checkpoints he has to navigate to get from home to his fishing boat. Welcome to police world. It's here. It's now. It's a nightmare for anyone who cherishes freedom, a virtual prison with lawyers and layers of virtual frontiers that seek to immobilize us and render us powerless. Largely self-appointed political leaders and leaders of government recite the mantra that all this security is necessary to protect us from terrorists. But as each passing day is clarifying, the threat of terrorism is a straw man. To the extent terrorism exists, it exists and is strengthened by this push for security that makes life increasingly intolerable. Edward Snowden has helped clarify to us by lifting the veil of secrecy that it isn't the amorphous threat of terrorism our overlords fear, it is us. All the snooping, monitoring, and data collection wasn't really aimed at terrorists. All this time, it's actually been aimed at us. Mankind has endured countless thousands of years of rule by fear and intimidation. The Arab Spring has shown us that the people can now use the democratic powers of knowledge, technology, and social organizing to, at last, wrest control of those wielding fear and intimidation. Those people are running scared. They have seen the future, and it doesn't include their kind. They're now wounded animals, dangerous. They'll strike out and lash out at us in unexpected and damaging ways. as they slowly go down. They will not walk out quietly into the sunset. They will fight us and scorch the earth in an attempt to hold on to power. They'll try to fool the populace with propaganda and distortions. One possibility could be a false flag event at the Super Bowl. Watch out for that. We're cursed to live in interesting times indeed. But if we keep our eyes on the ball, we can prevail against the forces of darkness, the ones that promise us security in return for our freedom. That's it for this special weekend day page. You can find all the other day pages at daypage.net. It's a production of Radio InfoWeb, heard on the Liberty Radio Network. Join me next time for another day page.